Lere mele le peleri andire malo prandiri mi richiedi alla cara si prandur ne pelle grendere ne chiedi alli grata. I gradere verendere ne chiedi alli grandi ribiriri alla casa paradobra di prendere ne chiedi alla cadi. I bradura palapri randre ne chiedi alli brandure mele chiedi di pela di brandura sabari baratoga. I amara pale pedendere ne chiedi alli brandura molo ogni alle tre chiedi alla casa paritri di Vivendri nelle chiedi alla caraba sopra tempe, le chiedi a librati, le chiedi a gagasi sarà la lopana. I barabale prendere le chiedi a caraba sopra ne vidi la balle prendere che ne di alla vita. Ora le prendere le cara sopra andre ne chiedi a prendere ne chiedi a cara zabaina. I bradu prendere ne chiedi a librandri nelle chiedi a saraba lombra ne remeneri a rabalata. Genere belle prendere ne chiedi a librandurna valla biria casarabalica yanata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Liba, liba, andrine, che dia sabade, embrine, che libera, si barata. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Mika, zobra, dembrine, teria, galadiba, laga. Ibra, tu, zabrendrine, keria, li, brendrine, keria, di grazabarim, brinitilia. Ilibidi, rindrine, keria, la ganabazira, rubra, dembrine, keria, di gadende. Nere, rebene, keria. Yari bara zu brander ne kerin bari indra na kariya zavayana shatari bali gada. Bu gara baron bra ne brendere keriya li gara di birin dirisi keriya la taya na sabir ya la di. E giri miri brindara kali gara sopa yendre ne keriya li gandiri miri ya la da. E yari bara di miya la tebele ke siya la va shatava la tiga. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Ahulu aku ishe oe. Oluwaku ise wa igi kan mi ro ṣubu ma lo duro re kereke o Oluwaku ise o. Thank you, Father. Bakira bedendre ne ki ala sabale kada ene berendre ne ke ya le gana dibra tu sebe. If you understand Yoruba, please sing that song with me. Oluwaku ise o e. Oluwaku ise wa igi kan mi ro ṣubu ma lo duro re kereke o Oluwaku ise o. Thank you, Father. 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 Can we begin to thank God because it is a month of rejoicing? Can we just begin to thank God with understanding? Father, I thank you because I have cause to rejoice. Thank you, Father. Me brederi gadiga. Ero grande ni bele kirika saboya na balaba rendre ne keri alida. Le brendre me le keri bara timri ke beli karabasi brende beli karabala sharida. Ira balubre ne keri beli karabali kandure me deni alate. Le kandire keri ala sari balata. Thank you, Father. I thank you because I have cause to rejoice. I thank you because I have cause to rejoice. I thank you because I have cause to rejoice. I thank you because I have cause to rejoice. Karime labo randre igelagaru grede berikan zarabale prendeni ala balashata. Thank you, Father. 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 For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you this evening. We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all adoration. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you because this is a month of rejoicing. We say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, because there is therefore now no condemnation for us. We give you all the glory because there is no condemnation for every one of us here. And for even people that are listening under the sound of my voice, I thank you because every condemnation has been washed away by the blood of Jesus. Father, we say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We thank you for your word that you sent to us today. We thank you because your word is enabling us. We thank you because your word is building us. We say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Good evening and welcome to Word and Prayer meeting today. I am very excited to be here with us. It has been a wonderful week. For the past 1 week now, we looked at metamorphosis together. And I believe that one way or another, we have been greatly blessed. Tonight, we want to look at the Word of God for some minutes, and we want to look at how to receive from God. Bóyá kí n sọ Yorùbá, bí a ti ń rí nǹkan gbà lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run. How to receive from God. I discovered that one of the major problems that we have is that we don't know how to receive things from God. One of the major reasons that seems like if Christianity is a powerless and futile effort is majorly because we don't know how to receive from God. Now, listen to me. A man that knows how to receive from God, praise God, is going to live a fulfilled life. In fact, in order for you to be able to live a fulfilled life on this earth, you need to learn how to receive from God. Now, what we are looking at today is the Word of God. You can share it with anybody, whether it is you that needs to receive from God or you want to help someone to receive from God. These are the steps. Whether it is one thing that you want to receive specifically, or it is that you are just learning about receiving from God generally, these are the steps. Now, before we talk about receiving from God, we must understand something clearly now, that receiving from God is clearly an issue of ability. Praise God. Let's set to it. Receiving from God is clearly an issue of ability. The Bible says that the natural man cannot receive the things of God. Now, you will have to be careful. He didn't say the natural man will not receive. No, no, no. He said the natural man cannot receive. He does not have the capacity to receive. It does not have the ability to receive. And so, because it does not have the ability to receive, it cannot receive. We'll look at that scripture much later. The natural man cannot receive from God. Naturally speaking, hear me this again. That naturally speaking, when you operate by the principles of nature, or that you operate naturally, you cannot receive from God. Now, we must understand that there is a difference between receiving from God and getting results by the systems of God that He has put in place without discrimination. Praise the Lord. There's a difference. We need to know that there's a difference. For example, sowing. God told Noah that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not what? Shall not cease. Seed time, harvest. It will not cease. Seed time, harvest. So it does not matter who the person is, even if he is the most dangerous person on the earth. Listen to me now. Even if he is the most, the most humane person on the earth, the most wicked person on the earth,
Even if you were wining and dining with Satan day and night, if that person should plant things, they will bring forth fruit. Are we together now? It does not matter. There's a difference between keying into the systems of God that are general for everybody and as far as the earth is concerned now. That's quite different. And receiving from God as a result of, say, a relationship with Him or a covenant with Him, that's different. So when it comes to receiving from God directly, it is about whether you are able or not. And now, if you are going to be able to receive from God, there is something you must have. John chapter 10 and verse 10. I need someone to volunteer to read scriptures for us. I'm reading all scripture from my end to avoid interruptions. Don't worry. Or Sister Comfort, you can just read the scriptures for us. John chapter 10 and verse 10. Yes.
John.
Oluwaku ishe owa. Igi kan mi ro shubu ma lo duro. This is going to be somebody's testimony. I don't know about you, but it is going to be my testimony. John 10:10, please.
The thief cometh not,
mm-hmm.
but for to steal,
mm-hmm.
and to kill,
mm-hmm.
and to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
I have come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly.
Now, this is the Lord Jesus speaking here. He said, the thief cometh to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But the reason I came, interestingly, I find something interesting here. The Lord Jesus didn't say, the reason I came is to come and wipe away sin. He didn't say, the reason I came is to come and deal with sin. He said, I have one mission, and it is to give life to you and when I give you this life, you would have it more abundantly. This is why I came. Praise God. Now, in John 3:16, the Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Life again. What is the essence of this life? Listen to me now. If you are going to receive from God, you must be alive. Is somebody listening to me? If you are going to receive from God, not just you now, if anybody is going to receive from God, the first thing you need to be clear about is whether they are alive or not. That is, whether they are carriers of the life of God or not. Don't forget, I've said this before, that receiving from God is a matter of relationship or covenant. Being able to receive from God is a question of relationship or covenant. There must be a basis upon which you are approaching God to demand for some things or to ask for some things. Let's talk about you being able to receive it later. As I said, to even be able to demand, to even be able to qualify for a particular thing, Hear this now. To qualify to receive a particular thing is that you must have life. So if you are trying to help people receive healing and they don't have life, there's going to be a problem. So they may receive the healing temporarily. Hallelujah. As long as there is no life in them to keep what they have received, they will lose it. Somebody say life. Jesus said, the reason I came is so that you can have life. That's the reason the Lord Jesus came. Now, John 1:12, he says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the what? The sons of God. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Now, hear this now. To become able to receive from God, not able now, to become qualified. Because ability and capacity are two different things. You might have the capacity, but you don't have the ability. Hallelujah. So, to have the capacity to receive from God, let's put it this way, is to have life. To have the capacity to become qualified to receive from God, you must be a partaker of the kingdom of God. The only thing you can receive when you are not a partaker of the kingdom of God is the kingdom of God. Did somebody hear me? The only thing you can receive from God when you are not a partaker of the kingdom of God is membership of the kingdom of God. Because this is what opens the door to everything else in the kingdom. Praise God. So, the first step to receiving from God is to have the kingdom of God in you. Or to become a carrier of the kingdom of God. Or so to say, to have life. We're saying the same thing. Or to say, to have a relationship with God. This is the basis. It lays the foundation for the relationship you have with God to be able to demand from things from God. This is why the Lord Jesus said, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he says he shall give it to you. That the asking is the Father. This is the first step. To be able to receive from God, you must be born again. In simple English. That person must be born again. Are we saying that they can't see the power of God at work in their lives without being born again? No, that's not what we're saying. The sick can be healed without them being born again. The dead can be raised to life without them being born again. Those in bondage can be set free without them being born again. But they would not be able to keep anything that they receive without being born again. This is the challenge. So that is why, if you are going to help somebody to be able to receive from God, you need to first settle this issue of being born again. It is not about whether you've been going to church for 12 years, come off it. We are asking that, have you experienced the reality of the gospel of Christ? in such a way that Jesus is now your personal Lord and Savior. Personal. Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is what produces God's power for salvation. That the carrier of the power of God for salvation is in the gospel of Christ. Not in the preaching of sin, not in the preaching of hellfire, not in the preaching of heaven, but in the gospel of Christ. So you need to be really born again. Because if you are not born again, you don't have the capacity, just the capacity now, you do not have the qualification rather, to be able to address God as Father. And so without this, there is no basis upon which you can receive anything from God. Praise God. Praise God now. That's one. To become a partaker of the kingdom of God. Or to receive the kingdom of God. The second key to be able to receive from God, praise God, is to be able to operate the kingdom. Praise God. Praise God now. Let's talk. We have to be very careful to understand these things. That a man is a partaker of the kingdom of God qualifies him to be able to receive from God. That does not mean that he will be able to receive from God. Should I repeat myself? That a man is a partaker of the kingdom of God qualifies him to be able to receive from God. It does not automatically grant him all that God has provided. Let's read Romans 1, 16 to 17.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
It is the power of God unto salvation.
To everyone that believes.
To everyone that believes.
To the Jew first.
To the Jew first.
And also to the Greek.
And also to the Greek.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
Therein is the righteousness of God revealed.
From faith to faith.
From faith to faith.
As it is written.
As it is written.
The just shall live by faith.
Thank you, man. Verse 17 says, therein, in this gospel, therein, the gospel that made you a partaker of the kingdom. It says, in this gospel is the righteousness of God revealed. That there is an operating of you. There is an operating of the kingdom that is required of you. Righteousness simply means right standing with God. It says that your right standing with God will be revealed from faith to faith. So the kingdom needs to be operated. Hallelujah. The kingdom needs to be done what? It needs to be operated. Why? Because the kingdom is the carrier of everything that you desire. Should I repeat this in another way? Let me say this. That the kingdom contains everything that you will receive from God. The kingdom. Matthew 6:33. Matthew chapter 6:33. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and the ability to stand right with God. Look at it. Same thing, Romans 1, 16 and 17 is saying that once you are grafted into the kingdom, you are required to live. You are required to operate the kingdom in such a way that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Now, Jesus is saying, seek first the kingdom of God. Okay? Now that you have found the kingdom of God and is in you, he says there is a righteousness of it. Can somebody say righteousness? Now, this righteousness is not by works. It is simply right standing with God. And how is righteousness operated? Praise God. How is righteousness operated? By faith. This is what Romans 1:17 says, that the righteousness is revealed from faith to faith. So the operation of the kingdom is by faith. Settle this now, that to be able to receive in the kingdom, you need faith. Can somebody say faith? No one. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom and the righteousness. He didn't say seek the kingdom. He said the kingdom has a righteousness. The kingdom, okay, imputes into you righteousness. The right standing with God. Or justification. Now it says this righteousness is operated by faith. In fact, Romans 5:1 says, now, therefore, there is, Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, rather, I have peace with God. Faith is a requirement to the operation of the kingdom of God. Listen to me. Everything in the kingdom of God rests upon faith. Name the principle, the principles, the mysteries, the commandments, everything rests upon faith. So a man cannot receive, despite the fact that he is a partaker of the kingdom, if he doesn't have faith. Hear this. Romans 8:32. It says, he that spared not his own son. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but freely gave him up for us all. I want us to see that everything that you require is in the kingdom. Praise God. Please read Romans 8:32.
He that spared not his own son, but deliver him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Thank you. That he did not spare his son. He gave him up. He says, now, how shall he not also freely give us? Now, what does the Bible say now? Did the Bible say God requires a payment from you? Does the Bible say that God requires something from you? In fact, the Bible didn't say that you need to live a moral life to be able to receive. That God has given everything that you would require. Now, it didn't just say everything you would require. All things along with his son, freely. Praise God. Listen very well. That God has given freely. That God has given. Can somebody say God has given? This must be a part of your configuration. That God is not holding back. God is not storing your blessings in heaven. God is not keeping your finances in heaven. God is not holding back on your victory in heaven. God has freely given you all things along with the Lord Jesus. Now, so to get all things that you have received, I mean, that is given to you, okay, including the Lord Jesus, I mean, along with the Lord Jesus now, you need to learn to be able to operate the kingdom that you are now in. So usually, to get things is always about receiving. Praise God. The last thing that God gave, after giving his son and giving us everything along with him, was the Holy Spirit. And ever since God has given the Holy Spirit since the day of Pentecost, according to Acts chapter 2, from verse 1. 1 to 4, you can quickly open and read for us. Acts chapter 2, from verse 1 to 4. Since the day that God has given the Holy Spirit, he hasn't taken him back. So listen to this now. If you have not received the Holy Spirit, you are the one that have not received the Holy Spirit. It is not that God has not given. Acts chapter 2, from verse 1.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come,
uh-huh,
they were all with one accord,
uh-huh,
in one place.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly,
uh-huh,
there came a sound from heaven,
uh-huh,
as of a rushing mighty wind,
uh-huh,
and it filled all the house,
uh-huh,
where they were sitting. Uh-huh. And there appeared unto them cloven, uh-huh, tongues,
uh-huh,
like as of fire,
uh-huh,
and it sat upon each of them,
uh-huh,
and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And began to speak with other tongues,
it's all
as
right,
the
man.
Spirit gave them utterance.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. This was the day the Holy Ghost came down. Fully unto the head. Jesus told his disciples that it is expedient for you that I go away. Because if I do not go away, he says the Comforter will not come. What this means is that even God, before God gave the Holy Ghost, he has given every other thing along with the Lord Jesus. The Holy Ghost was the last he had to part with. So if you're yet to receive the Holy Ghost, or you're yet to receive a promise, or you are seeking God for a thing and you're yet to receive it, know this now and be set to it now. That God has given. Can somebody say God has given? And I will receive. God has given. And I will receive. This is the truth of the matter. That God has given. I am emphasizing on this so that it becomes a part of your default setting. That regardless of the thing that you desire, your first thought about it is that God is not holding this back. He has given. Are we together now? Was he talking about how to receive from God? And I said the first step is to receive the kingdom. The second step is to operate the kingdom. Because it is in the kingdom that all things are contained. In fact, receiving the Holy Spirit can only happen when you have received the kingdom. Unbelievers cannot receive the Holy Spirit, but unbelievers can receive membership of the kingdom. Now, a man can receive both the membership of the kingdom and the Holy Spirit immediately. That's quite possible. That you can become born again right now and still receive the Holy Spirit right now. That's possible. But to receive the Holy Spirit without being born again, that can happen. Because even the Holy Spirit is a part of the gifts that are in Luke chapter 11, from verse 9, the Lord Jesus was teaching disciples to ask, and he said, if any one of you asks your father, okay, your earthly father, for bread, will they give you stones? And then he went on and on and on and made them an example. And when he got to verse 13, he said, if you, being evil, know how to give gifts to your children, he says, how much more your heavenly Father that is in heaven give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Jesus likened the Holy Spirit to a gift. So the Holy Spirit is a gift. The icing on the cake. If I may say. It's more than the icing on the cake anyway. Is a gift, a part of the package of the kingdom. A part of the package that completes the package. So before you go to God to pray for power, to pray for healing, to pray for financial help, to pray for anything you are going to pray for, carry this understanding that God has given. So when I'm approaching God, I am praying for the ability to receive. Are we together now? I am doing what? Praying for the ability to receive. Because it's not that God has given. And this is why in his word, in various places in his word, the word of God says that God has given. Romans 8:32, he says that God has given unto you all things along with the Lord Jesus. 2 Peter 1:4, 1:3. Says according as his divine power has given unto you all things. Now these are serious, serious promises. But in a line. Because what the Bible says is that God has given. And this is true. It is not the same thing as you have received. I was first introduced to this concept. I learned about this with a real life experience. I think a motivational speaker, Tadi Cash, was holding a book and he was saying, who wants this book? He was holding that book. And he said, who wants this book? Right there. And he kept saying, who wants this book? Now, all of us in that room want that book. But I don't know what happened. For one reason or another, we were not courageous enough to go and get the book from him. Now, in that sense, he has given the book. In fact, he is actively looking for someone to take the book away from him. But no one. You need to change your mindset. This will help your processing of faith, knowing that God has given, will make it easier to believe that he has given unto you and that you are going to receive. Praise God. So if it is indeed true that receiving the kingdom qualifies us to receive, and the kingdom is the carrier of everything that we need, praise God, then we need to operate the kingdom to just get the things we need, right? Think about it this way, that you need blocks okay, cement blocks to build a house, and someone looks at you and gives you an entire block making industry with the machines, the labor, the cement, the bags, the water, and everything and all. It just gives it entirely to you. It's paid the workers to work, continue working, bought the cement, bought water, bought the machines. Now, would you be able to get blocks out of that industry without operating the industry? I want us to talk. Would you be able to get blocks out of that industry without operating it? Of course, no. So the fact that you have received all things does not mean they're going to manifest. Praise God. I mean, the fact that you have been given all things does not mean that they are going to manifest. God has performed his responsibility he has given. Settle this in your mind. Settle this in your heart. Settle this in your spirit. That as long as you are a partaker of the kingdom that God has given, it is up to you now to operate the kingdom to receive. Praise God. Now, how do we operate the kingdom? It is by faith. Can somebody say by faith? We operate the kingdom by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. We operate the kingdom by faith. Do not forget earlier that the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6, 33 that you should seek first the kingdom. But he didn't say seek only the kingdom. He said, and its righteousness. And we found in Romans 1:17 that the righteousness of God, of course, the righteousness that is in that kingdom is revealed from faith to faith. Hebrews 10:38. Please read.
Now the just shall live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him.
He says, now the just shall live by what? By faith. The just. The ones that have been made righteous shall live by faith. So now, faith is a requirement. Can somebody say faith is a requirement? Faith is a requirement. The just shall live by faith. You see, one of the problems of Christians today that we have is that we are trying to live by faith. We are not living by faith. Did you hear what I said? We are trying. We are, sincerely speaking, we are trying to live by faith, but we're not living by faith. But this is not a portion of SPI. Here, we live by faith. Can somebody say, I live by faith? If you're going to live by faith, you must understand what faith is. If you are going to live by faith, you must understand what faith is. So now, of course, yes, the second step to be able to receive from God is to have faith. What we say is God. What we say, the second step is to receive, is to have faith. It could be difficult to process or to put into specific action. So then we must define faith. When we define faith, we will know the specific action that we are expected to take in order to receive from God. Now, Romans 10:17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing now by the word of God. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing now by the word of God. I'll repeat for the last time. It said, so then, faith, underline it, comes, underline that word, cometh. So it means that what is called faith comes. Faith comes. Faith is an effect. It is caused by something. I want to get it now. Faith is caused by something. And what causes faith to come? According to the word of God we just read, what causes faith to come is the hearing of the word of God. So can somebody say faith cometh? Faith is not believing. It is not hope. It cometh. It is not confidence in God. Faith cometh. And it cometh only when you continuously hear the word of God. Now, because the word there is present continuous tense. It is not past tense. It didn't say faith comes when you hear the word. It is not even present tense. It didn't say faith cometh when you hear the word. It says, faith cometh by hearing, a present continuous tense. Meaning that the process of hearing is an ongoing process. In order for faith to come, the process needs to be ongoing. You need to continually hear the word. I want to get it now. So what this means is that if you're going to receive from God, the step to take is to actually find the word of God that promises you what you want to receive and continually hear it. Are we together now? Because what the Bible says is that the just shall live what? By faith. So if we can get faith right, then we can receive from God 100% of the time. Let me share a testimony. Many times, we have gotten a lot of people baptized just by showing them the word. And they believe the word. And ask according to the word. And they receive the Holy Ghost. It can be that simple. The same way you receive the Holy Ghost is the same way you are expected to receive every other thing in the kingdom. By faith. Praise God. I don't know how you receive the Holy Ghost, but I receive the Holy Ghost by faith. The life we have been called into, it's a simple life. It is quite simple and direct. Live by faith. So the second step to be able to receive from God is that there must be entrance of the word of God. Can somebody say entrance of the word of God? There must be entrance of the word of God. Without the word of God, no man can receive from God. Without the word, the odds are stacked against you automatically. Don't bother. Without the word, the odds are stacked against you. You can't just receive from God without his word. Praise God. So to be able to receive from God, you need to be able to operate the kingdom of God. And the operation of the kingdom of God is by faith. Because faith is the key to operating the kingdom. Now, step number three, which is as important as faith, is knowledge. Can somebody say knowledge? Now, hear this. When you receive from God, you have to learn to be able to keep it and reproduce it. Don't forget, Jesus said in John 10:10 that I have come now that you have had life, how can you have it more abundantly? You reproduce it. The way to have life more abundantly is to simply reproduce life. Are we together? The way to having life more abundantly is simple. Just reproduce it. So the same way to keep what you have received and continue to enjoy it is to multiply it. I've read about many Christians that were healed. They were completely healed in a meeting. And 2 weeks later, the symptoms of the sickness they had is back on them. And just after about a month, they were worse than their previous conditions. And they were Christians, filled with the Holy Ghost. They couldn't keep what they have received. Many people, they fall under the anointing in special meetings. You know, the impartation is so great. The impartation upon them is so mighty. They felt the hand of God upon their lives. In fact, they even felt that they received something tangible from God. 2 weeks after the fire has gone out, they couldn't keep what they have received. Why? Because they lack knowledge. Ha! Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. It says, my people are perished. I find that scripture very scaring every time I read it. It says, my people. The God didn't say people. He didn't say humans. He didn't say man. He didn't say men. He said, my people. And for God to call a set of people his people, it means that he has a relationship, an active relationship and obligation towards them. My people. God is not like men. When he has a relationship towards men, he has obligations towards them. He said, my people. So you need to ask yourself now, do you fit into the category of his people? Now, if you fit into the category of his people, here is instruction and warning. It says, my people lack quality because they lack knowledge. It says, my people are destroyed. Their lives reduced in quality because they lack knowledge. Praise the Lord. So even if you are able to receive from God, you will not be able to keep it without knowledge. Now, we'll talk about it briefly and fast. There are four things you must know. How many things? Four things you must know. You must have knowledge about four things to be able to receive from God and multiply what you receive. Time has gone. I'm not sure that time will allow us to talk about this. Four of them. One. The first thing you must know, or the first knowledge you must have, is the knowledge of his will. Colossians 1:9. The first thing you must have is the knowledge of the will of God. It is difficult for a man that does not know the will of God to even receive from God in the first place. Because he doesn't know what God has in store. He does not know if he's qualified to receive what he's asking for. No wonder 1 John 5:14 says, this is the confidence that we have when we ask anything according to his will. He heareth us. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. So when his will is missing, listen to me, the provisions of God for men, even in the kingdom, the provisions of God that we have said is in the kingdom are aligned according to his will. So if a man should miss the will of God, he is sure to miss the provisions. Now hear this. If a man can manage to align himself to the will of God, hear this, he may not need to pray for the provisions. They will come. Colossians 1:9.
For this cause.
For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work.
Hold on, ma. God bless you, ma. It says, for this cause also we pray and desire that you are filled with the knowledge of his will to all what? Filled with knowledge of his will to all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Listen to this. A man that lacks wisdom will find it difficult to operate the kingdom of God in him. Even the Bible says, please hold on that scripture. Even the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom. In fact, I think he says something like, true wisdom is a house built. And by understanding, it is established. So I dare say this evening again, that true wisdom is anything received in the kingdom. And by understanding, it is what? Established. Hear me again. If you miss the knowledge of his will, if you miss the will of God, I can assure you one thing. You would miss the provisions that are aligned to that will. And no amount of praying can get them to you. Now, the thing about the will of God is that you need to be clear about it. Let's say, for example, that someone is sick, but is old. Let's say something like 70 years and sick. Now, for a person that does not have an understanding of the will of God, may be like, oh, at 70, she's already old enough. She may have already given up on life and say, we'll see. Let him or her just die and go and rest. Is that enough? But someone that has an understanding of the will of God that has an understanding of the specific plan of God that God asked for that person and knows fully where the assignment is not complete will say, no, it is not my time to leave. One, and then sickness is not the will of God for me. If I'm going to die, let me die. It should not be said of me that I died because of a sickness. Are we together now? The difference in understanding and experience is down to the knowledge of his will. Two, the second thing you must know, I've said the first thing you must know is his will, both general and specific. You must know the will of God. Now, the second thing you must know to be able to receive from God is are the things that you have received. You must know the things that you have received. Because as long as you do not know the things that you have received, you cannot receive them. Hallelujah. The first step to receiving things from God is to even know whether they are available to receive in the first place. Is somebody with me? The first step to receiving is to even know whether it is available. This is why no one can become a believer until they are preached to. Somebody needs to show them the gospel. And so when they know the gospel and are made known of the gospel, then they can receive the life. 1 Corinthians 2:12. You must know the things that you have freely received. And you must know the ones that you must pay for. If there are any, you must pay for. You know, many times we are asked to do a lot of funny things because we do not know what we have received. When I sometimes hear what many people have been asked to do in the name of Jesus, I'll just be like, in the name of Jesus, what is the necessity for this thing? I want to get that. 1 Corinthians 2:12.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us.
Hallelujah.
Of God.
That the reason you receive the Holy Ghost is to know the things that have been given to you. I'll mention a few of them. I'll leave the rest for you to find out. You have received the abundance of grace. This one, you have received. Freely received. You can note it down. Romans 5:17. You can go and study later. You have freely received abundance of grace. Now, what you have received, you cannot be asking God to give you again. Hallelujah. You can't be asking God to give you what you have received again. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:20. You have received the fruits of the Spirit. You can note this down. This one you have received. It is called the fruits of the Spirit for a reason, because they are the manifestations of the Spirit that is in you. They are not to be prayed for. They are not to be fasted for. They are not to, you are not supposed to do anything for it other than to acknowledge that you have it. The same thing with grace. Number three, power. If you have received the Holy Ghost, listen to me very well. If you have received the Holy Ghost, you have received the endowment of power from on high. This one you have received. It is not by praying. Praying is good. Hear me very well. Especially praying in the Holy Ghost, it charges up your spirit. Yes, I get it. But you do not receive power by locking yourself in a room and praying for days for power. After all, even the Lord Jesus himself received power when the Holy Ghost came upon him. He didn't do anything else to receive power. He only went to be baptized, and then the Holy Ghost came upon him in the form of a dove. Even the Lord Jesus. He received power after that the Holy Spirit came upon him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah now. This one you have received. Another one, divine health. This one you have received. The Bible says that the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. Pastors were. So we didn't receive healing. In fact, what we receive is the ability to not fall sick. Divine health. And this is why the Bible says that if the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it says he will quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. Divine health is yours. These are things that you have received. I'm going to stop here. I leave the rest for you to go and find out. So you must know the things that you have received and the ones that you have not received. But don't forget, Romans 8:32 says that God has freely given you all things. All things. Along with Christ Jesus. And all things means all things means all things. All things do not mean maybe some things and some other things. All things means all things. Hallelujah. Number three, what you must know. God. You are God. You are God. You will always be God. Can we sing that song together just one more time? Oh, you are God. You are God. You will always be God. You must know God. It is so important. In fact, you see, 2 Peter 1:2 says, grace and peace is multiplied unto you. That the more you know God, grace becomes available, peace becomes multiplied. It is through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus. You must know God. Hallelujah. Hi. I just remember that we started the series sometimes last year. What does the knowledge of our Lord Jesus really mean? That series was supposed to include also the knowledge of God. By the grace of God, probably will start before the year runs out. What does the knowledge of God mean? You need to know who God is. I'm not saying what God can do now. See, let's talk about what God can do later. But we must know, you must first know who God is to you. Let's talk about what God can do later, or what God has done. Many people do not know the relationship that exists between them and God. They can't define their relationship with God. The dimension of God that they are exposed to is that He is God. But they have not experienced the dimension of Him being a Father. Hallelujah. They have not experienced the dimension of Him being as light. You must know God. To be able to receive from God, you must know God. Hebrews 11:6. You must not just know God. In fact, you can't believe that God is if you don't know Him. I was speaking to someone yesterday, and the person said, I told the person that knowledge is the beginning of wisdom. And the person said, no, the Bible said the fear of the Lord is. I smiled. And I asked that, can you fear the Lord that you do not know? Is it possible? You can't fear God if you don't know God. And so if the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and you need to know the Lord to fear Him, then the beginning of wisdom is the knowledge of God. Praise God. Please read Hebrews 11:6.
But without faith,
mm-hmm.
It is impossible to please God.
It is impossible to please God.
For he that coming to God must believe that He is.
Anyone coming to God must believe that God exists.
And He is a rewarder of them that
diligently seek Him. And that God rewards those that diligently seek Him. Anyone that is coming to God must know God, that He exists, and that He rewards them that diligently seek Him. In fact, the Bible is saying now that you can't have faith if you don't know God. Because you can't please the person you don't know. Hallelujah. Let's begin to round up so that we can pray for a few minutes before we leave. The fourth person you must know, or the fourth thing you must know, or the fourth knowledge you must have, is the knowledge of Christ. Can somebody say knowledge of Christ? What does 2 Peter 1:2 say is that grace and peace is multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. You must know Christ. 1 John 4:17. That's our last scripture for today. 1 John 4:17.
Herein is our love made perfect,
mm-hmm.
that we might have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world.
Okay. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as the Lord Jesus is, so are we in this world. Now, Permit me to ask you, how is the Lord Jesus is? The Bible is saying that this is how we are going to have our love perfected, that we'll be able to have confidence in the day of judgment. Are we together now? That we are as He is. Now, if we don't know how He is, hallelujah. If we do not know how He is, it means we can't know how we are. Hello? If we don't know how He is, we can't know how we are. And this will hinder us from receiving what we are, what we should have been able to receive. Let me put it that way. Once again, receiving from God is always about capacity. So these three steps will enable anyone now to receive from God. One, the first step is to receive life or to receive the kingdom. The second step is to operate the kingdom by faith, which is by hearing the word. And the third step is to possess the knowledge of His will. Praise God. Of God. Of Christ. And of the things that we have received, in order to be able to enjoy them. Praise God. And so we're going to pray this evening in just 2 minutes. We're going to be declaring. Remember that God has given. You are the one that you are yet to receive. So I want you to now begin to receive what God has given, that you so desire according to the word of God. Can we begin to do this now? Can we begin to lay hold on what God has given according to His word and begin to receive them now? In the name of Jesus, I receive all that have been freely given unto me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I manifest the fruit of the Spirit that I have received. I manifest the gifts of the Holy Spirit that I have received. In the name of Jesus. The provisions of God for me that I have received begin to manifest. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Krambula Shatrindra Nabale Brenda Kenaniba de Sabalunda Mashotarakata. In the name of Jesus. Make sure